Chapter 17, Upon the Duties of the Clergy. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. On the Duties of the Clergy, by St. Ambrose, Book the First, Chapter 17. The duties of youth and examples suitable to that age are next put forth. Since it has been made sufficiently plain that there will be punishment for wickedness and reward for virtue, let us proceed to speak of the duties which have to be borne in mind from our youth up, that they may grow with our ears. The good youth ought to have a fear of God, to be subject to his parents, to give honor to his elders, to preserve his purity. He ought not to despise humility, but should love forbearance and modesty. All these are an ornament to youthful years. For a seriousness is the true grace of an old man, and ardor of a young man. So also is modesty, as though by some gift of nature, well set up in a youth. Isaac feared the Lord, as was indeed but natural in the son of Abraham, being subject also to his father to such an extent that he would not avoid death in opposition to his father's will. Joseph also, though he dreamed that sun and moon and stars made obeisance to him, yet was subject to his father's will with ready obedience. So chaste was he would not hear even a word unless it were pure. Humble was he even to doing the work of a slave, modest, even to taking flight, enduring, even to bearing imprisonment, so forgiving of wrong as even to repay it with good. His modesty was such that when seized by a woman, he preferred to leave his garment in her hands in flight rather than to lay aside his modesty. Moses also, and Jeremiah, chosen by the Lord to declare the words of God to the people, were for avoiding through modesty that which through grace they could do. End of chapter 17, book the first.